All right, so here we go.
Thank you.
Well, how was that tempo-wise? Was that okay? I wasn't sure if I was too fast or not. Good? All right, I'm gonna go through all the screens here so I can see. And those that aren't, I can't see, I can't. It is what it is. So,
Good.
all right, good. Yeah, you just never know. Sometimes I do it too fast, and sometimes I do it too slow. So it's good to get started in the right direction at least.
Yep.
So, all right, so let's do a couple of jigs, and I've got all the, I think anyway, all the tunes together somewhat. So let's do the Black Rogue. Let me see. It's reels. Where are my jigs? What's that? I'm looking for them. They should be here. Hope I didn't put them in the wrong pile. Oh,
These are
here
Garrett Berries and Brendan
they are.
Tonner.
Yep, I got it. I got it. I just didn't go far enough. I have a lot of tunes on the list this week. So let's just try and get through them all. Okay, Garrett Berries and the Black Rogue. And Brendan, is it three of them together? The way I have this typed up now, that my type is too big. I think I had three tunes together there. So,
Yes.
Black Road, Garrett Barry's,
Here, honey.
and Brendan Thomas.
Why don't you
You
use
have a
this?
normal size
I
printout for
do
me?
have.
Great,
Oh,
wonderful.
here we go. There's
All
the
right.
back. So that's it.
All right.
Jan something else.
What's that?
She is something else. She comes up with stuff just when you need it.
Oh yeah. Well, I got a trained right. It's only taken me 2 years. She's laughing in the other room because she knows this. She's not trainable at all. So. Every time they write these bloody tunes out, and they never write them out correctly. So anyway, and then Garrett Barry's. I actually did this at the master session last week, I think. As those of you that were there will probably know that. And then okay. One more time. To talk about these couple of tunes for a second here. So so Garrett Barry's the music anyway that I got from the session.org is not showing C sharps
at all,
but I play the C sharp. So even in the first part of the tune, except the first C. I just like it better that way, but they have C naturals here. So there are people that play it that way. And I think if you're going to be in your peer group or in a session with your peers, you just need to make a decision. I prefer the... It doesn't sound as good, I think, with the C natural there. So I just wanted to point that out. And then the other thing is on Brendan Tunra's, it's very plain and simple. And I do a lot of little triplets and a lot of cuts. And some of the stuff I do can be done on the accordion, and some of it can be done on fiddle. And, you know, so just... So I do a nice little roll on that G. So you do it. It's almost like playing two notes together. You can't do that on the fiddle, I don't think, on the G string there, but it wouldn't sound as good anyway. But it's a good boxing. So I'm playing the G and the B on the outside row if you play a B C accordion. And you may not be able to do that, of course, if you have a C-sharp D. So anyway, I just wanted to, I don't want to turn this into something that it's not, but I did want to point out a couple of those things there. So you don't think I'm completely crazy. I'm going to get rid of this. And that's not, it's very hard to read. All right. So, is this the right list? I think this, what list is this, honey? This is the wrong list you gave me.
Gave you the wrong list?
It looks like it.
Oh, shoot. I thought I gave you the list
printed
this morning, but maybe not.
No, that's a master session list, I think.
Well, then I just...
What were you saying, Stacy?
I always screw things up.
She gave me the wrong list. What were you saying?
Come on, she's a saint.
Hold on. She's telling me to hold on.
Is this taking time slow session 14 tune list?
It should be. Yes.
There you go.
All right.
Sorry.
I've always got to have an out. You know, I've got to always have an opportunity to blame somebody else. So, all right. So we did jigs. Let's do some hornpipes. I got a bunch of hornpipes today. I'm really excited about all those hornpipes. So let me make sure I get to the hornpipes. I think these are all the reels here. That's the thought Achilles. So the hornpipes are over here, I think. Sonny Murray's, let me see. Yeah. So we did this a while ago. Let me see, the Taylor's, there you go, the Taylor's Twist.
Ooh, yay.
And the Western. Let's do that set. So that's D to C for those on the guitars. So I don't play it exactly as it's written from the session.org, but close enough. So if you're ever thinking about where I get these tunes from, it's just I'm lazy. I'm not really lazy, but I do it the easy way. I go to the session.org and I print them out from there. I try to scroll down. Sometimes there's 5 or 6 different versions. I try to pick the best version out of all that. But so if you're ever wondering and you get the list ahead of time and you want to print the music, you can always go to the session.org and print out the tunes. You'll be close enough to do it that way. All right. I love this hornpipe. Let me turn on. I think I need a little bit more light. It's a little dark in here. That's really bright, isn't it?
It's like the Twilight Zone.
I don't know if that helps or not, but anyway. Let me change couplet, why not?
Thank you.
So one thing you're not going to notice is that sometimes you put tunes together, and I didn't even think about this until we started playing it. So the Taylor's Twist has so many more notes, right? So even though we played it slow, it seemed like it was fast because there were so many more notes. And then when we got to the Western, it sounded really slow and draggy because there was less notes and longer notes. So it gives you an idea. I tell everybody, not all reels are the same, and not all hornpipes are the same, and not all jigs are the same. There's a different feel and different phrase to the tune. So, if I was play that slow enough, where it sounded more like the Western. And you go into the Western, and it's really slow. So you get the idea. So when you're picking tunes for a session, you know, I wasn't thinking about that when I put these tunes together, but it's a good example of understanding. If you're going to put tunes together for your own session, it's good to pick tunes that are similar style-wise, so you're not, you know, chasing stuff around. So. Put the tunes I play over there out of the way. So I just realized, Michael, I think I'm backwards. I look like I'm playing left-handed, I think. Am I?
Look normal.
No, you look fine.
Looks right.
It looks right?
Looks fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just probably inverted on your screen, but no, you look fine from the rest of us.
You guys are looking at it the right way.
Yeah, Zoom. Zoom gives you the option to mirror image yourself.
To yourself on Zoom.
What was that? Who was that? Ryan? Was that you, Chet, talking?
Yeah, you can go into your video settings and you can have it mirror it so that you see yourself mirrored on the screen. But we're seeing you just fine. You look like a right-hand player.
I'm not going to worry about it now.
Yeah.
I'll worry about it for the next one.
Yeah, we can.
All right. So we did that. Let's do the slides. I only put down one set of slides. Maybe we'll do polkas. Let's do polkas. Some really good polkas here. I got to find them. Yeah, there we go. I actually do have these organized, believe it or not. So let's do the Tornmore. I'm not sure how to say that. And Memories of Ballymote and Fords. And I just have to memorize or remind myself how they go. All right, so. Thank you. That's the first one, right? So here you have to be really careful when you're picking tunes together, because some of these polkas have a lot of notes, but that's the memories of Ballymore's not too bad. And then Forge is one of my favorite tunes that I play all the time for when I'm playing for Kaylee's. I'll play Forge all the time. The other ones, I know them, but I can never remember them, so I don't play them for Kaylee's because I can't remember how they start. So for those of you that are new here and you're not used to this, I know all these tunes, I just can't remember how they start. And so that's why I have the music. I don't have the music to read, although I don't have a problem with you guys reading if that's the way you play. I'm not one of those guys. I'm not sure what's happening, and I'm not sure how all of you guys feel moving forward, but I haven't heard anything different. But I do actually do a session workshop at Swannanoa. And as far as I know, Swannanoa is moving forward this year. They haven't told me otherwise that we're not doing it. So if Swannanoa is in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's one of the best week-long music camps that you could do. I mean, the lineup there is amazing. If you're not familiar with it, you should look it up. Go online and look it up because it's absolutely unbelievable. But I do an accordion class there, of course, but I also do a session workshop. And so I end up usually having like 15 people or so in my session workshop. So I figured I should mention that, seeing that this is a session, a slow session. And they do slow sessions there and regular sessions as well. They have a slow session tent, and they do them every day as well. So if anybody's interested and you want to get away after things kind of open up in July, it's in July. So I think, you know, with the vaccine and everything, I'm certainly hoping we get back on the road in July. So it might be a long trip from Queens, from Australia, but you never know. You might surprise us. All right, here we go. Sorry. from Mother. Change wasn't that great, was it? So that's kind of an interesting thing, because they're all 2/4 time, they're all the same time, but changing from Memories of Ballymote into Fords was really bizarre, and I apologize for that. But it's a perfect example of what I was talking about trying not to do in your session. So the thing about polkas, I just want to say this. When you're playing polkas, you gotta really work hard to play really good, crisp, clean triplets, because that's really where the lift comes in the polka. And I play for a lot of dances, a lot of Kayleys, right? So if you play that really monotone, there's no lift in it, and polkas really is something that you really play for dancing. I mean, it's very rare that you would do a polka, or certainly a common polka, I think, in a concert type setting, unless you're from the Shlivluka area, and that's a whole different ball of wax, right? Perfect example, actually, is to just, if you go to the session and just hit the record, you know, where they play the melodies for you, and it's totally mechanically done, the phrasing and the feel is really awful in most of those, the way they interpret the melodies. But so. Just tell me if you don't want me to do any of that kind of chatter stuff, let me know. But I just thought I'd throw it out there. I haven't done it from week to week, but I just, if you're learning polkas, my father always told me the three C's. If you think of the three C's when you're playing your tunes, clean, crisp, and clear. Okay, so lift your fingers off your keyboards, lift your fingers off your strings to separate the notes, and you'll get nice clean notes. Okay, for any of those instruments, you do that, and you get a nice clean sound. Jared and Jim, I didn't get to say hello to you guys yet. I meant to do it before we started this set. So if you don't know Jared, he's from down in Georgia, and I met him at Swannanoa a few years ago, and I've kind of watched him grow up. He's a phenomenal player, and his father Jim is a lovely man. And Jim, I'm delighted to hear the good news about Sherry. So we need to say some prayers for Jim's wife Sherry and Jared's mother. So she's dealing with some cancer, and our prayers go out to you, and a lot of love and caring for you guys down there in Georgia, okay? And keep up the great work. I'm so looking forward. I hope Swannanoa goes through, and I'll get to see you there this year, you know? So, all right. Let's go back to reels, I think. So how about the Salamanca? You know, I haven't played the Salamanca in years, and I'm just thinking of different tunes that we haven't played. So, you know, of course, we'll go back and we'll do some of the stuff we've already done. But let me see now. I did that set already. So, where's my Salamanca? Well, here it is. We used to play this tune all the time in the 80s in New York. It was a really hot tune in the sessions. And then all of a sudden, nobody played it anymore, and I don't know why. But I came into my head and I said, well, you know, let's do the Salamanca. So that's the Salamanca, and then the Galway, not the Galway Rambler, the Galway. I'm sorry, Charles, it's not a great flute tune, but you could practice your octaves. But it's a great box tune and a good fiddle tune. So, and I don't know what is that, Patrick? What are you playing there? Is that an auto harp or something? Or you're muted. I won't be able to hear you. You have to unmute if you're gonna. There you go.
Hurdy gurdy.
Oh, it is a hurdy gurdy. Couldn't see it. Oh, it's a great instrument too. There you go. My friend Daniel Tonon, do you know Daniel Tonon from Adviel Kepora, the band Adviel Kepora? He makes hurdy-gurdies. He's up in Montreal. But what a great sounding instrument too. I just heard a group from France did a live performance there a couple of days ago, and they had an accordion and a hurdy-gurdy and a fiddle and guitars and citherns. It was really, really, really good, cool stuff. So anyway.
And Adviel Kepora was what got me onto this thing.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It's a very diverse instrument. It's a lot more diverse than people think, you know? So, all right, Patrick, mute yourself there and we'll get started here, sir.
Thank you.
time. Such a great tune, isn't it? Well, they're both good tunes. The Salamanca's a good tune too. I don't know why we stopped playing that tune. It's such a pity. So that might have been a little, the first one I decided to play a little slower, and I picked it up on the second tune. I think it sounded a little bit better. It'd be easy, a little easier to play, just a hair faster. So I hope that was okay with everybody.
Hey, John, I just put the link to the next master session in the chat, if you want to say a few words about that.
Oh, yeah. So we have, coming up, we have Yvonne Casey and Dermot Byrne. And they're both incredible musicians. Of course, Dermot is one of the younger generations. When he's not that young anymore, but he's certainly a lot younger than me. And so I think Dermot was the first of that next generation of accordion players that had just incredible technique, but he still has great flow and great rhythm and feel in his music. We've talked about this before, I think, and you know, that some of the younger players have great technique, but they kind of lose a little bit of the feel and the flair of the music, which is kind of sad. But Dermot is certainly one of those that has that incredible technique, but just has great swing and lift in his music. And Yvonne is such a fabulous player, fabulous fiddle player. And Yvonne tends to play very, very kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Claire. No.
A very tempered, you know, nice tempo.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, she's not one of these kind of fast, furious type fiddle players. So, yeah, I when I think of her playing, I think of you, Jared, with your beautiful kind of, you know, laid-back style of playing, which is really, really nice, you know. I do that once in a while, folks. I really do, honest to God. But I generally play fast, I have to admit that, you know, habits are hard to break, you know. But I started with the smoking. I broke that habit 20 days ago, so you got to bear with me. I was looking, this is what I'm up to now. Isn't that bizarre? I went to
good job.
I'm into the Asian market, and they have the shrimp chips. I never had them before. Can you imagine? And it sounds gross, actually, but they're really, really good, you know? And very, probably very fattening, but what the heck? Anyway.
There's a kind of shrimp chips you can put into hot oil and they will expand.
There you go. Wow.
I grew up on those chips and they're really good.
Oh, yeah? I love those chips.
Yeah. In Hong Kong, we have a lot of that.
Oh, yeah? And I got the little peas as well. They, what do they call those peas? Again, I'm going to go get them.
Yeah, the kalbi peas. They're good.
They're like a...
Wasabi.
Like,
wasabi peas.
No, not the wasabi. Although I do like the wasabi peas.
Crisps.
Yeah.
They're crisps.
You ever have dim sum?
Dim sum.
Mm.
Yeah, those are great.
Desaya. Slightly salted green pea crisps.
We need to get these companies to sponsor your event. John Whalen, brought to you by Kalbi Peas.
you too can gain 10 pounds by eating it.
In 1 week.
Yeah, I'd be a great commercial for that stuff.
Speaking of commercials, John, you mind if I talk quickly about the book?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to let you all know, one of my projects during the pandemic has been to put together a book for people who play the BC box who are just learning to play the basses. So the idea is that if you've been playing the box for a while, you already play melodies, but you're just kind of trying to bootstrap yourself into the basses. I found that there's really not a whole lot of material out there for doing that. So I put together a book of, I'm actually adding to it almost every day. It's up to 39 tunes, and it's fully annotated. It's jigs and reels and slides and everything. Where it shows you exactly where to play the bass note and where to play the chord. And it's a style that's compatible kind of with John's with playing. And it's just something that's available for free. I'm going to put a link in the chat there. And you can download. I've got the whole book up there. It's one free PDF. It's got all the tunes, or you can download the individual tunes. And yeah, I'll be adding to it every week, so check in every so often, and there'll be new tunes up there. But I'm hoping it's something that's useful. People seem to like it. I've gotten pretty good feedback from people that it seems to be something that is helping with people learning the basses. So enjoy.
All right, Michael. Good. And I have yet to review that stuff, and I will. But anything Michael does is really good. So I've known him for some time, and he does some amazing stuff. And do you talk about your apps or any of that kind of stuff anymore?
I mean, they're still out there. If you go to any of the app stores, I tend to think more about the iOS ones. I was doing all of the accordion apps for Honer, and so we have 2-row and 3-row and 1-row apps up on the App Store. But yeah, they're still out there. I don't really push them very much, but they're great for travel and that sort of thing. So
you still have the piping one that you showed me?
Oh yeah, pipes and concertina and all kinds of boxes. Yeah,
amazing stuff. If you and it's these are apps are for the iPad, right?
The ones I think are best are on the iPad. Yeah,
right. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out there. So how would people just? I guess they would search for Ilion Pipe.
Yeah, search for bagpipes on the App Store or accordion. You'll find them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're under the App Accordions is the company name, or Trad Lesson. Sometimes you'll find them under.
Okay, good. It's good while you're traveling and doing stuff, or even if you're not, if you're just sitting there and you want to practice stuff or learn tunes, it's actually a good way to do it, I think. So anyway, all right, so let's go back to, let's do jigs. And there was a request, I forget now who requested this stuff, but I got an email. And so just so that I'm paying attention here, the cat's meow. Old Man Dylan and Shannon Bells, I think I put there. So somebody, I don't know if the person is here or.
I requested the Cat's Meow.
Who is that now? Let me see.
Me, Judith.
Oh, there you go, Judith. Thank you, Judith. See, so I do pay attention, Judith, right?
I also requested the Taylor's Twist. I've just been thrilled tonight.
Yeah, so I know you did. Well, I think I took most of those, maybe not all of them, but I took most of what you did and put it on the list, I think.
Hey, yes.
So of course, if anybody knows Joni Madden, you know, she wrote, And great. The Old Man Dylan was a really popular tune in London in the 70s. I don't think it was has ever been a very popular tune in sessions in New York for the 37 years that I lived there. So, in fact, I don't ever remember playing this in a session in New York, but it was really popular in London in the 70s, and it's such a great tune, and it's not a difficult tune to play, so it would be a good tune to learn and incorporate into your session. And then the Shannon Bells is another one. I don't know if that was a popular tune in Wexford, but my father, who was from Wexford, used to lilt this tune all the time. And so that's kind of, when I started playing music, that was one of the tunes that he kind of picked that he wanted me to learn, because it was such a common tune to him in his childhood growing up in Wexford. So all right, so we'll give those all those a shot. So we got D and G and D, I think. I've got to change my screen here.
Thank you.
One more time. A nice set of tunes right there, huh? Those three work together pretty good, I think. Feel wise and everything. Always remember not to rush your jigs. There is always a tendency to, especially when you have more than one note. If you got a lot of those jigs out. There's always a tendency to rush those two and three note A's or D's or. So you get that nice lift, a nice swing in the music without rushing, making it sound hurried. All right, so let's go. What do you want to do now? You want to slow it down? You want to do a waltz or you want to do a polka set or what do you guys want to do? Speak up. Or a hornpipe?
Or slip jigs?
Yeah, we can do the slip jigs. Okay, Redican's mother. We only have two lots of slip jigs.
I would love to do Contentment is Wealth Before the Night is Over.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Oh, we have.
I'd like to do Lord Inchquin before we get done, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that, too. Okay.
Lark in the Morning.
Is that on the list?
No,
I'm sorry. It's not on the list. I'm messing everybody up there.
So what you do is what, you know, put it on in an email and send me Lark in the Morning.
Yes.
And a couple of other choices and I'll put them on the list for next week.
I feel really stupid right now.
Maybe it wants to be Brass and Sly.
Don't.
Is it on there?
Mm-hmm. Brass and Keith.
Bras and Slides on the list. Bras and Slide and O'Keefe.
Or is that on the poker? Oh, the slides. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right,
we did the slide already. So let's do Redican's Redican's Mother and Hardyman the Fiddler. I think that's what I have, right? So I don't Redican Hardyman the Fiddler I do with a completely different set. So it's kind of, it was actually a good exercise for me to do this with Redican's mother, so. All right, and then. Okay, so those are the two. So we have plenty of time, folks. It's still only 5, it's not even 5:30 yet, so. And if we have to go over, we can. Are you leaving, Jared?
We are.
Yeah, we have to.
Well, thanks for being here. Good to see you guys.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a great
day. Give my best to Sherry. All right. Love you guys. Okay. Thank you. more time. Lovely tunes. So the thing about, if you're thinking about slip jigs, especially the first one, the first tune is played a lot for dancing. So a dancer would bring her right leg up to her knee on, right from the beginning. So you've got to be really careful not to rush those. Even if you play it, the tempo overall faster, if you rush those double notes, the dancer is dead in the water. She'll never be able to dance to it. Okay? Just a little advice on there. All right. So we can't do contentment now because we did jigs already. Well, we did the slip jigs. So let's do the was it what was
I have a question first on contentment. I found two totally separate ones, and I'm not sure. I was wondering which one you were using.
Contentment.
Yeah.
That's the one I know. Okay, so hopefully that's the right one that everybody has. I don't know if the other one's in a different key. Sometimes some of these tunes are in a different key, and it kind of makes it a little easier to pick them out. All right, so let's do Lord Inchiquin. We haven't played a slow tune at all yet tonight, so. Is that it? No. Now I can't remember how it starts. Was I playing it right?
Yeah, that was the right tune.
Almost, John. Okay. This is John.
Yeah.
Thank you.
lovely tune, isn't it? They're all lovely. All right, Mary's iPad. What you mentioned, was it reels or slides you, or pokers you mentioned? I can't hear you. You got to unmute.
There.
Yeah.
Brasna, go ahead.
Brasna O'Keefe, so is that the one you're talking about?
No, I thought you guys. Now, so Mary, I'm assuming that's your name and not. So who's.
John. John.
Hi, John. This is Mary.
Okay. So John or Don?
John.
John, like me. Okay. John. So you got to write your name down there. So. So you mentioned a couple of tunes. Was that what, did you mention the pokers or was it something at one of the reels? I can't.
I think he, we know the Merle polka made of Ardath. We know those.
Okay.
We know Fanny Power.
So let's do the Merle polka set and then we'll go back to reels. Okay. Okay. This way I try and keep everybody happy because I never succeed, but that's okay. My wife is laughing in the other room. That tells you something right there, folks. All right, hang on a second. Now these got turned around on me somehow. Here we go. This is the Morrow and the Maids of Ardar. The Maids of Ardar. I thought it was Ardra, but it's not. So the, I think the mirror, I have the Morrow listed first. And do I have three of them listed? I can't tell with the way my thing is printed out here. So we could do the Battle of Akram too. We'll do that anyway, after the Battle of Akram. It's a really good song. I don't know if the song came before the actual melody, but after the Battle of Akram, I got from a guy from Karna in Connemara. He lived in Luton when I grew up in Luton. His name was Colum Folan. I don't know if he's related to you, John Folan, if you're still there, but anyway. So, and then. So that's actually a traditional song in Gaelic, and that's how I heard it first before I ever heard it as a polka. More actually like a march than a polka, but I've always played it as a polka. So, all right. So here we go. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah, that's a transition to that tune. Is not, that wasn't so great. There's a lot of notes in that tune, so I think next time I play that tune, I've got to put it first. I'll put it in front of everything else. So, but it's still a great tune, though. All right, let's go back to reels. I think maybe, or should we do hornpipes? We haven't done that many reels, have we? Let's do the Yeah, let's do a set of hornpipes. Why not? Let's do the Boys of Blue Hill and the Harvest Home. Why not? I love those tunes. And we haven't done them in a while. I checked my previous list to make sure I'm not, you know, that I have enough gap in between repeats of tunes. So I don't think we've done these for a while. So according to my list, anyway. Unless I threw it in there, not thinking. But... All right.
Thank you.
I played them a little shorter because I want to get more tunes in before we end the evening. And so let's do the Glen Cullen Kill.
Woo!
And Ah Shirley, Lottie. Ah Shirley is a northern expression. So I know when I went to Fermanagh and Tyrone, they say that, Ah Shirley. They have all these different expressions than they do in the south of Ireland. But I spent a lot of time in the north of Ireland in the 70s, when it probably wasn't a good idea to be there. And say, who's your man? And he said, that's your man's man. Did you understand what I said? So he says, who's your man? And he said, that's your man's man. Who's your man? That's your man's man. So, hi, Shirley. And the men were called cubs. It's a queer cub. And the women were cutties. A nice wee cutty. All right, there you go. So a little bit of Irish, Northern Irish for you.
Did you ever meet Shirley?
I did. I met a lot of them. I did. All right. So. So that's the Glen Cullen Kill, and then great, I love that. I didn't know it was called Ah Shirley, but so the first one, the Glen Cullen Kill, I actually don't know that well, but I'll give it my best shot. Thank you. So we got to do the jig now. We got to get that jig in there before the end of the. So what was it? The contentment is wealth. Now where is my jig selection? There's the reels. Where's the jigs? What's with that? I'm missing my page here. Must have put it somewhere. What's with that contentment as well, hon?
Hey, John.
Yeah.
You've got Bank of Turf, Trip to Sligo, and Contentment of Wealth that goes with it.
All right, there you go, right here. See, I actually put them in order.
There you go.
The Bank of Turf first.
Yeah, Bank of Turf starts up now.
So let me just throw this out to you guys. If you're playing in a session, the Bank of Turf has a pickup in the music here, but if I was to start this in a session, I wouldn't start it with the pickup because you want everybody to start together, right? So generally you would count it in or whatever, and so you'd all start together. Or, I mean, I guess you could if you're going to start it on your own. You could do the pickup. But if you want to start together, then I would count it and not do the pickup. Just semantics, right? So it's just the way I would do it. And then, that's it. Okay, so time. That wasn't too fast. I might be playing a little bit faster here. We lost a lot of people. I think people are just getting too tired. Bloody bunch of wimps. But anyway, so let's finish off. Let's finish off with a set of reels. We'll do Father Kelly's set because I really like Father Kelly's and the other Father Kelly's. I don't know, you know, looking for the names of these things. But anyway, Father Kelly, I call it Father Kelly's 1 and 2. So we'll do. Okay, and then we do. So we'll do that one. Everybody knows that one. So I don't know if you know the other Father Kelly's, but they used to play them together all the time. To a different tune, sorry. Thank you. like you mean it. Come on. There you go.